Well, they're mushmelons about the cantaloupes, but they're, I didn't let you taste one. I raised this, then I forgot it. See, and it sat in there, and I had it sliced out, see if you liked it, and sat in there, and it don't take but a little while when you cut one of them open. If you don't put it in an ice box or somewhere, it ruins. And so I tasted it last night, and it didn't, I could taste it, see, and I threw it away.
Yeah. What's the difference between a mushmelon and a cantaloupe?
Well, now, a mushmelon, now I may have it backwards, but I don't think I have. Mushmelon's a little round deal, see. Cantaloupes are long, see. Mm-hmm. And they get big. Some of them things get, 10 or 15 pounds or 20 maybe, because they get real big. But them mushmelons, they just get something like that. Just, they're real round, you see.
Just you hold it in both your hands?
Yeah, I guess you could. Well, they're different sizes. Some bigger than some little. Some of them just don't grow as big as others. Now, I don't know whether they got a name for them, a different kind of a name or not. But on the cantaloupes, them things grow long, you see, and they grow big around. There are two different kinds of them that I know of, but I don't know what they call them. I don't know what kind. I know there are some it's real slick looking, the rind is, and green, you know, real slick and green looking. And then there are another kind of sort of crinkles, like, you know, and the rind's a little rough looking. But they're both cantaloupes. And these I've got is not, they're the rough kind, sort of, you know, we've got a little crinkle. They're not the long, slick kind.
What about a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after it rains?
Well, I think you're talking about a toadstool, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Any other name for them?
Well, frog stools is what they call them. Some of them does. But I tell you what they grow up from. They grow up from something rotten, like a piece of rotten wood or something. Mm-hmm. There's something I'd like to tell you or ask you. Did you ever see any gunk? That's a piece of deal that comes out of a tree.
Uh-huh.
It sort of looks like a sponge.
Uh-huh.
And now, when I was back young, when I was a kid, see, back there a long time ago, things was pretty rough. And
mm-hmm.
and maybe you lived a long way from a store, or tell you the truth, maybe a nickel was a nickel. A box of matches cost you a nickel back there then. But anyway, what I'm trying to tell you, you could take this gunk and come out of here, come out of that tree, and you could set it afar. Get you a piece of it about so big, set it afar. And be sure it's got afar, get it blowing, and be sure it's afar. Then put that in a can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we cut out a Prince Albert can, it'd be about a quarter of a size of what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you put that in there, you carry for a day or two in your pocket. And then if you want to build a fire or light a cigarette, you take that out, and start blowing it, and it come back afar again. You could light your cigarette, go on about your business. You didn't have to have a match, see. Put that back in that can, put it in your pocket, and then the can didn't get hot, but the fire was there. And I just don't know how, done. They called it gunk. And I've carried a mini one in my pocket like that when I was growing up.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's there. And my uncle, on my mother's side, he showed me that, see. He always carried one right near for years and years. He always had one of them in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He just carried that thing, see. He cut that can down, and he'd be about that tall. And he put the bottom back in it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it had the lid on it. Then he'd get one of them set her fire, put it in there, and you could wait till tomorrow. Take that thing out there and start blowing on it, and it'd start burning. Light your cigarette, put it back in there, and shut it up, shut the air off of it. It'd go out.
What about something kind of like a toadstool? Only, can you eat toadstool?